Let us pray. Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to believe in the miraculous birth of Jesus as our Savior and Messiah. To believe just like Mary, Joseph, the shepherds and the three kings did as they bowed down and worshiped him as the Messiah and Savior. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you briefly today is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 31. Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the newborn King of Israel, today the children shared with us again the beautiful and wonderful story of the birth of Jesus. The story of how Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, the three kings believed in the birth of Jesus as their Messiah, as their Savior. Yes, Mary believed. Mary believed even though she was greatly disturbed, troubled, and wondered about all of what had happened. And yet the angel of the Lord said to her, "Do not be afraid. Mary, you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus." Joseph believed. Yes, Joseph also believed, even though they hadn't come together, and Mary was pregnant with the Holy Spirit. And yet, the angel of the Lord appeared to her in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." The shepherds believed. Yes, the shepherds also believed, even though they waited for many centuries for the birth of the Messiah, as they watched their flocks at night, even though they were afraid and terrified. An angel of the Lord suddenly appeared to them and said, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." The three kings believed. Yes, they also believed, even though they were weary and tired as they followed the Star of the East year after year for almost 2 years. And yet they didn't give up. And they continued to search until that star suddenly stopped where the child was with his mother Mary and Joseph. They were overjoyed as they finally saw the child with his mother, Mary and Joseph. They bowed down and worshipped him. Then opening their gifts, they presented him with gold and frankincense and myrrh. And we today also believe. Yes, even though you and I weren't there with Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and the three kings, we also believe today in the miraculous birth of Jesus as our Messiah, our Savior. The words of St. Luke in our text in the book of Acts, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household." Yes, let us also go over to Bethlehem today in spirit and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. Yes, may God the Father bless us today through His Holy Spirit, as we also join the celestial angels in praising God and singing glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And may our prayer today be the words we are going to sing right now. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. With the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen.